Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Story of the day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
Dukes of Bell on Sports Radio 90 Time. The game, John Fricke in today with Day-Day and Oren. Fellas are going to be back on Monday. Reminder, next week, of course, football camps will begin, and we'll have the All-Star game and SEC Media Days. That's next week. 2 weeks from today, Falcons training camp. I mean, it's going to be busy around Atlanta, around the station as well. Before we get into the actual strong arm story of the day, Day-Day and Oren, I got a question for you, because I was sitting here, and it was the break before Grant, and a friend of mine sent me this video. Hey, you know, chuckle. He likes to send funny videos. And it's these two guys throwing down in one of these golf fights that you're seeing. And one of the dudes, they're literally fighting with drivers in their hands and swinging the drivers at each other. Wait, have you guys seen what the hell's going on with all these fights on golf courses? What, have you seen this?
People just trying to play through, I guess, huh?
Two dudes are taking drivers at each other. like they're hatcheting Day-Day at a, you know, it looks like, you know, something out of like the Vikings or something. I mean, they're just, what is going on golf courses?
Yeah, I really couldn't tell you, John. That's people just, you know what? I will say this. It's not just golf courses. If you just scroll social media, I mean, people are just fighting just everywhere. We were looking at a video yesterday. Guys were fighting at a water park in the pool.
You know, Spirit Airlines, I get. I mean, that, you know, Waffle House, I kind of get. Those have been going on for a while, you know. But you know, now, here's the other thing. They're fighting in the airplanes. I'm like, guys, do you realize that's like a federal offense and you're going to like federal prison if you do that?
Exactly.
That's a federal crime, dude. That's not like, that ain't, you know, two guys duking it out on the golf course where they're, you know, hauled off to the county jail, cool off in the drunk tank for an hour. No. You guys get into fisticuffs on an airplane, you got serious issues. But I don't know. Yeah, I've never seen. I have played, I don't know how many tens of thousands of rounds of golf I've played in my life. I've never seen a fight on a golf course. Now it's all over social media. It's like, okay. You know, and it, they're legit too, by the way. These are throwdowns. These aren't like, you know, hey, let's do something for social media. Ha ha, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No. These are throwdowns. Anyway, let's get to the strong arm story of the day, which today is what, Mr. Oren Romaine?
Go Braves.
Yeah, go Braves. Okay. So let's react to what, you know, it was just heard from Grant McCauley, guys. I think the Braves, because there's been a big question here, the Braves are going to be buyers or sellers. I'm beginning to think they're going to be both. Now, tonight you got Spencer Strider on the mound. You know, you want guys to get to Data. You made a really good point earlier. What you're trying to do, and this is why I was asking the question, is get guys right so that we want to believe that we haven't lost them for good. Is that a fair? I mean, we didn't lose Michael Harris like for good. He's going to come back, right? At some point, correct?
Right. That's what we want to see. That's what we want to see.
Austin Riley, we've been through this before. We did, but I think the two that concern me the most, Oren, that we want to make sure that we didn't lose are Ozzie Albies and Michael Harris. Is that fair?
Yes, especially Michael Harris.
That we didn't lose and their game is gone.
Yes, that's the guy we're especially concerned about,
Michael Harris. Now, Pedfar, I don't know what to make of him. I just hope that that does not become an albatross.
I'm sorry, you referred to him as what, John?
Pedfar. I call him Pedfar. Somebody asked me about that. I said, spell it. P-E-D.
Oh, no. I understand what the first three letters are, but why does he get that nickname now, though, John?
Because he...
I understand he was suspended for that, but you don't got to point out the man's just... The man's false like that.
The man's false? He was... The man's false?
Normally, John, you give folks nicknames when they're not here anymore, right?
Well, I mean,
when they're on their way,
he wasn't
out the door,
here,
right?
And he's not going to be at the. Well, he was going to be. Here's the irony: he was going to be suspended for the playoffs. So,
that's I thought, like, you know, all the nicknames you give John are the ones who are like on their way out the door.
Oh, he could become pro far again if he proves he's a pro. So far, I haven't really seen that out of him. Paid him $42 million. Have you seen anything that says that he's got to prove he can play without the PED?
Oh wow.
Well, I'm not lying. He's got to prove he can play without the PED. You know? I mean, how many... have you guys ever known somebody, male or female, that was more fun when they were under the influence of something? And then they quit. You know, it's like the old country song, you know, you ain't no fun since I quit drinking.
Yeah, sure, I had a couple friends like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because it was performance enhancing. It turned them into somebody fun. Sometimes it goes the other way. I know, and you know, I have friends who get drunk and want to fight. I don't understand that. I'm a happy drunk. I'm not a fighting drunk. I get loud. I start smiling. I'm slapping everybody in the back. I'm a happy drunk. But yeah. So no, he's got a lot to prove. You want to talk about a guy that's got something to prove? But it's a different. Is it fair? I think it's fair to say a different proof than Harris and Albies, because we know them, we like them, they're part of our team, the Braves family, we want them to be here long term, we want them to produce at the plate. I've often wondered if whether or not, like little things, Day-Day, I've often wondered if Ozzie Albies wouldn't be better suited just being a right-handed hitter.
You know I've heard Grant talk about this before, where he doesn't really feel like that's the biggest concern for Ozzie. I mean, that he's good. He's proven he can be good at that. So I say don't take it away from him if he can get it back. But it is a valid point. Should he maybe concentrate maybe on the side he's strongest on? Maybe just kind of focusing on that side for a little while and see what happens.
Because he tends to wave at far more stuff from the left-hand side of the plate. And I don't know. Everybody has a dominant eye, right? Which is why so few guys can switch hit, is because they'll get to the other side and their dominant eye takes over and they can't see the ball as well. And so, you know, everybody's got a dominant eye, right eye, left eye. And so, but some guys are pretty balanced, and that would help switch hitters, you know, in terms of their... One of the reasons you'll see some switch hitters stand more open is because they have a dominant eye. Like, you know, Ozzie would stand more open on one side of the plate than the other, is to get that dominant eye kind of around toward the pitcher. So, you know, it's interesting. I don't know. I want those two guys the rest of this season to, you know, perform. I want to see the team, you know, I want to see more from Austin Riley. I think, things that are fair to say kind of in hindsight. Back when Snit said... the dirt at Truist Park, whatever the hell he said about the dirt at Truist Park, you know, and it's not all Austin Riley's fault, you know, it hit a rocks and, you know, blah, 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 and he's blaming the grounds crew for Austin Riley. I thought, yeah, no, this is really on Austin Riley. And it was. It really was on Austin Riley. I mean, everybody gets bad hops. That happens on occasion, but he was having way too many problems for a guy who's a great defender. And Austin Riley's a top-notch great defender. It was just like, I don't know. I want to see Strider tonight get better. I want to see him continue to improve. I'm all in on this breaking news, Oren, you had on no sale on sale. I'm actually really good with that idea. I would like Chris Sale to be in the rotation at the start of next season, healthy with Strider, with Schwelly, you know, hopefully Lopez is back, you know, that they're all healthy and ready to go. The big question with Strider was he decided not to get Tommy John. He got the other surgery. And people are wondering whether or not he shouldn't have gotten Tommy John and just sat out the entire year. We'll see. But, you know, I mean, because everybody gets healthy and everybody's right. Oren, doesn't this team start next year right there and the odds of them winning the World Series go shooting right back up again based on the back of the baseball card?
Not as high as they were this year, I would assume, because the back of the baseball cards for a lot of these guys are not great. So you were getting this year's odds based on last year and previous years, but it's been so bad this year. I mean, I wouldn't put them among like the top four or five favorites for the title next year, I don't think. You're going to have the same questions, John, right? You're not going to have a closer? Who's a closer?
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know what they're
going
to do.
Who's a rotation? You know.
Well, I mean, this is
who's
why I wonder.
Who's playing shortstop? Yeah.
This is why I wonder if you're not going to be buyers or sellers. I'll give you an example, guys. Sandy Alcantara. Sandy Alcantara right now is kind of scuffling around down there in Miami. And, of course, he's had some serious injury issues, too. He's been trying to come back. But there's been some thought of Miami shopping him. And that's an AA decision as to whether he wants to take somebody that's a kind of a little high risk, but there's high reward in a guy like that. Because if he gets right, man, you know, that changes your whole rotation. Then you've got an all-star rotation. The bullpen's been just wrong. It's so interesting to look back in hindsight and say, well, Max Fried really hurt the team not paying him because the real estate company didn't want to cough up the bucks for him. You know, Travis d'Arnaud, we kind of covered Travis d'Arnaud, though. I wonder how much they actually do kind of miss some aspects of Travis's game, but Drake Baldwin's been so good, I can understand that one. How impactful was the loss of A.J. Minter? Just because once they lost Matzek and he could never come back and Minter was gone, now those guys are kind of the heart and soul of the bullpen in a lot of ways. And now it just seems like it's just a bunch of guys who don't really know each other, and they're just out there throwing. They're not really kind of connected in any way, and there's a disconnect in that bullpen. And then, of course, there's the other big thing, guys, that we're going to have to start talking about is who's going to be the manager next year?
Snit will be back. I think Snit will be
Freddy back. Freddy Gonzalez.
Don't do that. We're not sending Snit off yet.
Yeah, I don't know if Snit will be back or not. I think he, when he hinted at the beginning of the year he's going to retire, I think he meant it. So I think I'm going to go with he's going to retire, and I think the Braves are going to have to kind of look around for somebody else. And it's going to be somebody outside the organization.
Freddy Gonzalez, so you said outside the organization.
Not no more. I don't think they're bringing Freddie back. I mean, I don't think they're elevating him because I think they'd like to see an entirely new coaching staff, too. The only problem with that is Rick Kranitz is such a good pitching coach. I wonder if they could convince him to stay. Tim Myers, I don't care about. You know, I like Eddie Perez, too. But I think they could use some new voices in the locker room, some new voices on the team. You know, they've got to find some new voices somewhere. I don't think they're going to get a whole lot of new voices in players because I fully expect that aside from shortstop, the other, and maybe DH, the other guys, the other eight, you know, seven, eight guys there that are key in the lineup are going to be their same guys. They're going to be there opening day next year. So we'll see how they do. In West Sacramento tonight, I mean, this is so weird, isn't it, to have a Braves season where I'm about to just check out. Because football's going to – I'm telling you guys, football's going to happen, and I'm going to have somebody tell me what happened in the Braves game the previous night. Because I'm not going to be paying any attention. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Just check the box scores every morning, John.
That's basically what I'll do.
There you go.
Like the old Sporting News. Just wait a week, and the Sporting News – this is old school stuff. Sporting News used to print all the box scores for Major League Baseball for the entire week in the paper. Every game. And you could go back for the entire week. You get the Sporting News, and it'd have like 15 pages of this. Was Monday's box scores, Tuesday's box scores, Wednesday's. You just check out the whole week. What happened this week? Okay, and go through all the boxes for the entire week. All right. My thanks to Grant McCauley, of course. My thanks to my old buddy Joe Patrick as well. Orin and Day-Day, thank you for guiding me through this.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Do it one more time. Turtle is next. He's got full four tonight. So Turtle will take you through it. And I'll be back tomorrow in 2 to 6 for Dukes and Bell. And then we'll take you to the weekend here as we get ready for next week, which is this is all set up for the SEC Media Days and All-Star Weekend and everything that's coming. If you're going to Beyonce, have a good time. That's all I can tell you. Give my daughter a break. She's out there working hard.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.